Okay, we're up to Samach Beis Amar Aleph, the beginning of the big, of the right before the big lines. Itmar, Hayu lo banim v'hiyosu ovi kochav. Person had children when he was a goy. In his Geyer, then he was in Skyer. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Kiyam Puruv Rivia. He's Mekai in the midst of Puruvu. Like we explained, the easiest way of understanding, not that he's Mekai in the midst of when he was a goy, because his goy wasn't Chayiv Bechlal in Puruvu. But the idea is that he's now Potter from having to do the Maisa Mitzvah, because he has children of Maisa. He has children, and therefore he's no longer Chayiv to be Osik in that Mitzvah.
Even if the children are
going. Rish Lakish Omer Loki in Puruvu. And Rish Lakish says he's not Mekayim Puruvu. Rav Yochanan Omer Kayim Puruvu Vyo Dohavi Lei. He has children. Rish Lakish Omer Loki in Puruvu Vyo. Gersh Nisgayr Kotin Shinodam. He's a new person. He has no Shaykhis to the children that he had before. So they're not his children per se. Biologically, they're his children. But halachically, they're not his children anymore. He has no relationship with them halachically. The Ozdu Litamayu, and they go according to the reasonings in another case. Ditmar Hoyul Obonim Bioso Evikochavim, this guy. Person had children when he was a goy, and then he was Megayer. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ein Lo Bechor Lenachla. So he has no more Bechor. Even though this is his first child as a Jew, the Mice is not his first child. Right? The Hohavi Le Rishis Ona. He had other children. Rish Lakish Omer Yesh Lo Bechor Lenachla. He does have Bechor Lenachla. Bechor Lenachla goes after the father. The Bechor Lepidyon goes after the mother, so the Nogeya. But here it goes after the father. Gershon is Geyer, Kotin Shinola Domi. And the children he had before don't count. And this is the first child he's having as a new person, as a Jew. Utzrichan, you need both cases, the case of Bechor and the case of Puruvu. Yashmin Bahi Komaisa, if I only knew the case of Puruvu. Bahi Kom Rav Yochanan Mishum Vimi Koronomi B'nei Puruv Rivyaninu. Right, that if I only had the case of Puruvu, I would say that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puruvu, even though you're Megayer. Because since the children are called on his name, Tosis points out, doesn't mean that what's it called, that Goyim are Chayiv and Puruvu, because Gemara says in Sanhedrin they're not. Even though at the beginning of the world, right, B'nai Noach were also Nitzavah, all the Marishim was Nitzavah, Puruvu. But any mitzvah that was said before Matan Torah and not repeated at Matan Torah is only for Jews. So basically, Goyim are not mitzvah in Puruvu. But since his children are Meyuchas Acharov, they're considered his children, at least biologically. When he was a Goy, they were his children, even though now, halachically, they're not his children. They're still biologically his children. Ad Kedekach, the things that are totally in the biological connection still apply. Right, Rabbi Yashiv once told me that I had a Beis Yaakov girl who was a Gioris. She was Megayer together with her mother, and she was when she was young. And now she was about 19 years old. She hadn't seen her biological father, who was still a goy, years and years. And now she was going to the States the first time to see him, and she was concerned that he probably was going to want to hug and kiss her, and he wanted her to stay in his house, so she wanted to know what to do. Russia told him, that's a problem. It's her father. And even though it's not her father halachically, but biologically, it's her father. And therefore, the same halacha that applies to a father, that a father can kiss his daughter and hug his daughter, and there's no union of yichud between a father and a daughter, even though he's a goy, doesn't apply over here. Because the mice are biologically the same union we have, that a father, unless he's sick, has no taiva for his daughter. And therefore, the kissing and hugging is not shalchemda, right, of nachemda, of what's it called, chiba, right, shalomaisa, what's it called, it's okay. So he still has a kesher to her biologically. Same thing over here. Even though halachically, he's not their father anymore, but biologically, the father. And he has a connection to them. When he was a goy, he had a connection. So therefore, he's Mekayim Puruvu. But Nachla is a halachic thing. And therefore, if he's a Kikot and Shinola, that halachic connection to Bechor Lenachla doesn't apply. So maybe Rav Yochanan would agree that he has the Bechor Lenachla, that the first child he has, the first son he has, is a Bechor. after he's Jewish. Eimu Mozu Rish Lakish. So therefore you need that first case. The case, second case too. The Itmar Baha, Baha Kam Rish Lakish. If you only had the second case, I would say that's what Rish Lakish said, that he has a Bechor L'Nachla, and what he had before doesn't count. Aval V'Hayhi, but by Puravu, maybe Eimu Mozu Leila Rabbi Yochanan, maybe agrees to Rabbi Yochanan Sricha. Therefore you need both cases. Rashi. Ain lo bechor lenachla, then bechor sheyolded lo mishin is gayer, the first born that he'll have after he's megayer ain on notul tishnayim, doesn't have a din of a bechor. Bnei Noach, bnei priv rigininu. Yosiv ayomer lohem pruvu benachri yusim lab bnei din nachla ninu. The bas keben ubechor keposhin. They don't have any halachic ramifications of a bechor by a goy. But Pruer Vu, right, did apply to Goyim. And the reason it applied to Goyim, this is the way Tosus at least learns it, right, the reason it did apply to Goyim is because they have a connection to their children. Their children are their children, which the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes. Right? Ava Yerusha, Noagabuhu, Kiramirim Bekidushin. They do have Yerusha, but they don't have a din of Nachla. Ovikochodin, Yorish Odu, Dvar Torah. So, therefore, I might think that the halacha of Gershon is Gayer can only affect halachic inyonim, but not what's it called biological inyonim. Therefore, what's it called? You need both of these cases. And Tosus points out that even though avada gershon is gayer can cut and shenola for many halachas, but in these two specific cases, that's where Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue. Right? But otherwise, for sure, Rabbi Yochanan holds gershon is gayer can cut and shenola. But it could be lagabe pru or vu, since it's totally in a biological thing. Right, and bechor lenachala lemaisa he had children. This is not a bechor. These cases, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that even though gershon is gayer kekot and shenola, that's a halacha, but it doesn't affect the biological inyon. Okay. Eish ve Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish. So now Rabbi Yochanan asked Rishlokish the following question: Bo eisa he sholach bradach bladen ben bladen melech botel. You see that the Torah, the Navi, is miyaches goyim to their parents. They have a biological connection. Goyim have a yichus. Omerle biyoshen ov dikachovim eshulchayis. This guy releshulchayis. And echonami, that connection existed when they were goyim. But once he converted, he broke that connection. And the connection doesn't apply, even the biological connection is not there anymore. That's what Reish Lakish says. Omer Rebbe, hakol moldim be'evet shein lochayis. Even both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are maskim that that's only by a goy, that the shayl, when he's a goy, he for sure his children are meyuchas achrach. When he converts, shayl whether his children are still meyuchas to him or not, right? But by an eved, the children are not considered his children; they have no connection to the father. Tichsid shvulochem poim hachamor im hadom lechamor. Right. You stay with the chamor. You're like the chamor, just like a chamor doesn't have yichus, right, with his children. So too, avodim don't have. Meisvei ulitziva. Tziva was an eved kanani, right? Chamisha asor bonim ve'esrim avodim. He had 15 children. So you see, his children were miyuchas achra. Amar avacham Yaakov kepar ben bakar. No, it wasn't. Children weren't miyuchas achra as his children. It was like an animal has children. Par ben bakar. But it's not that this is my genealogical child, right? The animal doesn't have a genealogical child. The mice had sired that child. That much even a goy has. But it's not yichus, not miyuchas achra. So Morris says, hochi hochi nam. If that's the case, by goyim, it should be the same thing. Not only by avodim, maybe by goyim also. Beladen, beradach, beladen, ben beladen, maybe just kapar ben boker. Where it says, no, Shani Hosim Diachsinu Bishmayu Ubishmo Davuum. Right over there it says by name. Right? An animal you don't say, you know, Lucky and Skippy, the son of Lucky or whatever, that's by God, by animals. But by a goy, you see that it's miyuchas by the name. And over here, by Tziva, it just said he had children. Didn't mention the names of the children that they are miyuchas achra. The boy is Ema. Yachsinu beduchta achrisu ba'avunu va'abadavun. In another place, by Goyim, it was miyachas them even one generation back, even to grandparents. תחשיב, וישלחים המלך אסו אל בן הדד בן תברימון בן חיזויון מלך מרם היושב בדמשק לימור. You see, it's מיוחס אפילו to grandchildren, grandparents. So there, it's a line, a genealogical line. Animals, they have children. But I think what's it called, the Ger Rebbe, once somebody became a grandfather for the first time, so he told him, Mazel Tov, now you're a mensch. So he said, all animals care for their children, but no animal cares for grandchildren. Grandchildren is a human thing. So Lamaisa here, the Torah is miyachis, not only to children, but to grandchildren also. So you see that it's a yichus. Masha'inkein, a child could be like an animal. Rashi. Baladin ben Baladin, alma boni mikru. Lamaisa, you see that there's a yichus, there's a connection. Chayis, mishyachs, and achriyavim. They are genealogically connected to their father. That's goy. Misgayru ein lahem chayis merishonim. The kakot and shenol adomi. But once a megayer, that connection is broken. That's what Reish Lakish holds. And Rabbi Yochanan knows no. That biological connection still applies. Shvu lachem po, Eliezer eved Avram havi. He's talking to Eliezer, and he said shvu lachem po. So you see that an eved is like a chamor, just like a chamor has no yichus, an eved has no yichus. Tziva eved kanani shom lefiboshesot. Tziva was the Eved Kenani of Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul. Shani hochad yachsinu b'shmayu shehisku shmo v'shem shel avi beladen ben beladen alma bonimikru avahochalo hisku b'shmosen. There it wasn't even mentioned names. Yeah, that it's his child. He sired that child, but it's not miyuchas achrav. It's not this name with the name of the father. Okay. Ikmar, Hoyulo Bonim Umesu. Another case. Guy had children, they died. Is he Makayim Puruvu or not? Rafuna Omar Kiyim Puruvu. Rafuna says he was Makayim Puruvu. Yochan Omar Lokiyim. Yochan holds he wasn't Makayim Puruvu. Rafuna Omar Kiyim Ishum Duravasi. He was Makayim Puruvu. Nice that the kids died. What benefit were they? Right? Like Ravasi. Dom Ravasi. Ain Ben David Bach, Yichu Kon Shomash Beguf. There's a spiritual world called Guf, and that's where the repository of all the neshamas are. And until all those neshamas are used up, Mashiach won't come. So having a child and using up one of those neshamas, even if it came into the world for only a small amount of time, is a mile. You accomplish something. Brought Mashiach a little bit closer. Rav Moshe says this in a tshuva. The parents who had the Jewish disease, Tay-Sachs. So she had two children that died of Tay-Sachs when they were about 2 years old or whatever, and she wanted to know about birth control, because so Moshe said he was mater her, but he said you shouldn't think that these children he had for nothing. And he quoted this Gemara that Omaisa is a Maila. Even to have children that live for a short amount of time, but helps bring Mashiach a little bit closer. He didn't tell her that she has to have children for that. He gave her a heter to have birth control because of the matzah. But he told her, don't, on the past, don't feel like it was lehevel v'rik. There was a purpose to that too. Shenamar ki ruach milfon ayato. Rabbi Yochanan Omer lo ki improv review. You weren't Makai improv. L'sheves yitzor ba'inan. Pruer vu is not to bring Mashiach closer, to use up neshamas. Pruer vu is to inhabit the world. The mice and children died. There was no inhabiting of the world. Shaz, how old they had to be to die. Now, mistama, that means that they died before they had children. That's mistama. Well, no, it's mitla toli v'koi to see if they'll survive or not. Rashi. Mishum Duravasi, Kolomer, time of the privrivi Mishum Duravasi. You were Makayim Puruvu because you accomplished something like Ravasi. The high kivan and notlo al yodam and the shomashab also otzer shishmo goof harikim. This is privrivi. Lamaisa, he was Makayim Puruvu because there was a toelis in having these children. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, the toelis has to be populating the world. He didn't populate the world.
How does that affect the Yivama? Does she have to have live children?
Yeah, it's when the brother dies. Right. She had children, they died. Right. At the time that the brother died, there would be children alive. Now, for not to have you. Meshvik. B'nei bonim harehen kibonim. Right? Says that grandchildren like children. So what's it in the nafkamina? The nafkamina l'chore is that in case the child died and you have grandchildren, they are considered like the child still alive. But mashma, if they wouldn't be grandchildren and the child died, you wouldn't be mekayim purvul. Rashi, b'nei bonim kibonim, kosol kadaitach, shemnes hazochar anekei. But you had a boy and a girl, and one of them died. V'hayelo ben shitstarit im achos aviv o im achi imo. Right, and that one of, and the, one of them had a child. So now, what's it called? If you had a boy and a girl, and the girl died, and now the what's it called? The boy had a girl. So now you have a granddaughter that can be mitzaref to make you mekayim pruvul. But if Mashiach, you didn't have the granddaughter, and one of them died, you're not yotzei. Okay, like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the case, then he's not chayiv to be mishtabel anymore in Puruvru. He's yotze. The time of shahayil olameis ben, that's only if there's a grandchild. Holav hachi, lokiyim, the sheves bo'inen, the kash levuna, that's kash and refuna, that you see that you have to have children that are going to populate the world. So Morris says, no, kitan yahi lahashlim. That's not the reason why b'nei bonim kibonim, that's not the halachic ramification. Slahashlim means to go on Rashi Shalohayulo Zokin al Benecha. The grandfather only had a son. So he wasn't Makayim Puruvu. Right? The Nosaha Ben Isha, the holy bas. Then Potter Azokin Shari Hishlim Zes Chavoso. Since now he has a granddaughter, it's like he has a son and a daughter, because Bnei Bonim are going. Aval Ihavi Le Mi Korazokhor Nekeva, Vafilu Mesu Below Bonim Kayim Puruvu. But if he had originally a boy and a girl, even if they died without children, he's also still miyotzi the mitzvah, like Rafuna. It's not a kashan Rafuna. Neis echad mehem. Oshanim tsasoris, lokayim purva. Tiyufta Rafuna tiyufta. If one of, he had a boy and a girl, one of them died, or they were incapable of having children, then he's not yotzi the mitzvah of purva. So clear, braisa, not like Ravas, like, not like Rafuna. Tiyufta, Rafuna, Tiyufta. Okay. B'nei bonim harheim kibonim. Sovra abaya l'neymar. Bro libro ubarto libarto. When are b'nei bonim considered like bonim? If you have a son to the son, or a daughter to the daughter. The kosh gain bro libarto. And surely a son to the daughter, because a son is better than a daughter. So if the daughter had a daughter, or if the daughter had a son, this is going back, the Groyas over here, how the Rambam learned over here, whatever, but there's different girsos. It's totally what we learned before. What does Beis Hillel hold? A son and a daughter, Dafka? And surely a son and a son would be good, right? Or no, Dafka, a son and a daughter. And a son and a son wouldn't be, two sons wouldn't be good. And therefore we don't say that a son is better than a daughter. You need mamish, a son and a daughter. Okay. Make us of this, the gears we have over here, Rikoshkin, Brola Barta, of a Barta the Brolo, but the daughter of a son, there we don't say B'nei Bonim Kibonim. In other words, if the you had a son and a daughter, and the son died, and he had a daughter, you're not Makayim Puruvu then. Omerle Rava, L'Shevesh Yitzara Bo'inim Vo'ika, since L'Chatchila, he was Yotze with a son and a daughter, and even though the son died, but he left over a daughter, that's still good enough. In other words, lechatchili your son and a daughter. But the d'evad, if you had a son and a daughter, and the question is only is that lemaisa didn't populate the world, then leaving over a daughter from the son is also called l'sheves yitzar. Again, that's how Tosfos explains. Okay. The kule alma miyos trei michad lo, that two children from one, right, you're not yotze pru or vu. Okay. Velo v'ha amri lo rabbanu lo rav sheshes, right, su Rashi, trei michad, de kule alma bein abaya bein l'rova, trei michad, v'asheni meis b'lo bonim, lo kiyam azokin, pir v'rivyo. You have one child died, okay, and didn't leave out for any children, and the other one had two children. So you're not Yotzi with that. Like, that won't work. So the Gemara says, why not? Rabbanan l'Ravash, Sheshes, Nesivitza, v'oldit boni. Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, get married and have children. He didn't have children. V'omar luhu, b'nei barti bonayinu. My daughter has children, two children. So I'm Yotzi with them. They're like my grandchildren, like my children. The Gemara says, no, hasan d'chuye komati luhu. That wasn't the reason why he didn't get married. The Shaila, why he didn't get married, the Chlal, forget about Puravu. The halacha is that you have to get married even if you have children. You can't remain without a wife, because lo tov heyosad and levada. We'll see in one second. So he was matcha then, Rav Sheshes. That's the reason he wanted to get married. Why? The Rav Sheshes, he akum at Pirkei Avot. Rav Sheshes became an akar. Because Rav Huna used to give long shiurim, and you couldn't raise your hand and leave to go to the bathroom. So they used to hold it in, what's it called, through these long, long shiurim. And the Gemara says that somebody who holds in and holds himself back from urinating eventually becomes an akar. So that's what happened. They became akarim because of the long shiurim of Rav Huna. And because he was an akar, he couldn't have children anyway. But he didn't want to say it, so he said, my daughter's children are my children. Right? But the truth was that the reason he didn't get married again to the Shaila is, though, very nice, but that Mishnah was still have to get married. So they say that Lamaisa, since he was an Ocker, he didn't have any more sexual desire. So the reason to get married, because of Hirurim Roim or whatever, the Lotove also didn't apply to him. Omer Le Rabba Le Rav of Bar Mori. Minoha Milsa Domer Rabbana B'nei Bonim HaGavan. Where are the Rabbana that grandchildren are like children? Elaim with the Siv Habonos B'nosai V'Habonim Bonai, what Lavan said, right? Elamiyata v'hatzon soni hachi nami, right? He, that everything's his. Ela dekanya minoi, you bought it from me, and you got your children from me. But it doesn't mean that the grandchildren are mamish like children, just like grand behemoths are not like behemoths. Hachanami dekanis minoi, elami hacha. The achar bo chetzron elbas mochir avi gilad. Chetzron lived with the daughter of mochir, the father of gilad. Tailored Lois Seguv, and she gave birth to him, to Seguv. Ukshiv mini machir yardu mechokikim, ukshiv Yehuda mechokikim. So you see that the grandchildren are called on the name of the grandfather. See Rashi, menah milsa of bnei bitokoi, that children of a daughter. How do you know they're bnei bonim? The ben beno pshitolan. The fact that your son's son is considered like yours, that's pasha. Here we want to know that the daughter's son is also considered. Mashma Rashi, the daughter's daughter is not considered. It's only b'nei bonim, either son of a daughter, son of a son. But daughters of a daughter are not considered like children. Mini makir yardu mechokim, v'lo matzinu le'meimar mi'b'nei bonov, ela mi'b'nei bito. Here it's only he had a daughter. So his grandchild was only from the daughter. Talk Siv Kroachrina Yehuda Mechokiki. Lomashkachas law the Lesu Mitarvay. Elohochi the Nafku Mechokiki Mechetzron. We don't find that Yehuda had Mechokikim except from Chetzron and his daughter. Mibito Shomochit. Alma Bene Bito Kivana is considered like his children. Okay. What do you mean? Yeah. No, the Gemara just says a klal that whenever a mitzvah was said to Goyim before Matan Torah, like Purim, and it was repeated by Matan Torah, then Gozel was then member. Then it remains to Goyim, and it was added to Jews also. But if it what? No, it wasn't. That's it. But if it was said to Bnei Noach and it wasn't repeated again by Matan Torah, it was taken away from the Goyim and given.